Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, January 6th, 2020. Supporters of the Iranian government demonstrated in front of the U.S. Embassy at Pariser Platz on Saturday. They criticized the targeted killing of Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani. His killing by a U.S. drone attack at Baghdad Airport made worldwide headlines. The United States Department of Defense justifies the attack with the fact that Soleimani had been, quote, actively involved in the preparation of attacks against American diplomats and soldiers in the Middle East. Soleimani was considered an important leader in Iran. The U.S. and its partners expect a sharp reaction, and observers fear the outbreak of war. The demonstration was registered from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., and according to Bild, about 130 people attended. Morgan Post is currently compiling a multi-part series of planned changes in Berlin's districts. Berlin Briefing will bring you a condensed version of this reporting. For more details, please follow the link in our show notes. First, Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf. After almost 2 years of being deserted, Olivierplatz will be turned into a park again by summer of 2020. Parts of the Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf Social Welfare Office will move into the service building at Hohenzollerndamm, 176, by the middle of the year. The approximately 2,000 physically handicapped people in the district will then be able to obtain social benefits there from one source. The health department is also located in the same building, so synergistic effects are expected. Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf will be a pilot district for IT migration run by the state-owned IT Service Center, or the ITDZ. It accompanies the digitalization of services and processes and implements the e-government law from data migration to the introduction of electronic files. Following massive criticism of the temporary security measures for Breitscheidplatz, a permanent concept is to be implemented in 2020. The plans for the redesign of the Thai visa in Preußenpark are to be presented at the end of January. The district has put a six-figure sum into the investment plan for the redesign. According to the plans, the food market is to be moved away from the meadow. The small gastronomes can then register with a store manager for one of the new permanent stands with all the necessary papers. However, there will not be more than 60. Next is Mitte. Friedrichstrasse will become car-free for several months starting in summer. The action is part of a field trial by the Senate Traffic Administration. If the results are satisfactory and the shops of the traders are doing better, a permanent closure could follow. The new U5 line extension between Alexanderplatz and Unter den Linden is scheduled to go into service at the end of the year after more than a decade of construction. The central reservation of Karl-Marx-Allee once held 173 parking spaces, which were temporarily removed due to construction work. Traffic Senator Regina Gunter from the Green Party is now considering to remove them permanently and create a green strip instead. This is under debate in the Senate now, and the outcome is open. Parking management, or in other words, parking fees, will be introduced this year in the districts of Moabit, Hansaviertel, and Gesundbrunnen. And lastly, Spandau. A jury will select the winning design of the urban planning competition for the Siemens Innovation Campus at the beginning of January. In addition, citizens are to be involved in the development of an urban master plan. According to Siemens, a competition for building construction will also be launched in February of 2020 to put the plans into concrete terms. In the case of the Siemensbahn, the results of a study for a possible extension of the Siemens railway to Hakenfelde are expected by the end of 2020. The construction of the Spandauer Ufer Quarter is to begin on the site of the former post office near Spandau railway station. Almost 80 apartments, two hotels, businesses, cafes, restaurants, and retail outlets are planned there. From May 15th to 24th, a festival will take place under the motto Spandau macht alte Musik, or Spandau makes early music. The festival is intended to create a new platform for Berlin ensembles and international artists alike. In the new year, the Berlin police want to take more action against drug trafficking. According to police president Barbara Slovic, cocaine especially is entering the city, quote, in large quantities. The situation at Gorlitzer Park in Kreuzberg has become more aggressive and uncontrolled due to an increasing consumption of drugs and alcohol. The aim of the police and other parties involved is now to create an environment in the park, quote, without people being constantly insulted and threatened and exposed to extremely aggressive sales behavior. Starting in January, the police will set up a so-called Focal Point and Presence Unit, or BPE, for problem corners in the city center, such as Kottbusser Tor, Görlitzer Park, Warschauer Straße, and Alexanderplatz. Initially, 60 officers will be dedicated to these areas, and in April, the number will be increased to 125. The location of the Focal Point unit will be at the main station. In 2019, the Berlin police recorded significantly more drug offenses than in previous years. Slovic attributes the increased numbers to the fact that more controls were conducted by the police. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.